Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to Spiritual Footprint. I'm your host, Sarah, and I'm so excited to be here with you on this powerful full moon night. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. This is a safe space where we explore spirituality, deepen our understanding, and grow together. And to my returning listeners, thank you for being here on this journey with me. Today's episode is going to be extra special because we're honoring the full moon, performing a ritual to harness its energy, and beginning a brand new series on astrology. Astrology is one of the most fascinating tools for self-discovery, and in this multi-part series, we'll break it down step by step. In today's episode, we're starting with the planets and their meaning in the natal chart, because before we can fully interpret our chart, we need to understand what each planet represents. I don't know about you, but I always looked at natal chart as something extremely complicated, so we're going to do this in bite size. But first, let's check in with our tarot of the day and see what the message of the universe has for us. So for today's tarot reading, I pulled the Queen of Cups in reverse. This card, upright, represents emotional wisdom, deep in intuition and nurturing energy. But in reverse, it can indicate emotional overwhelm, imbalance, and feeling disconnected from our inner guidance. With today being the full moon, it feels like a powerful message. Full moons heighten emotions, and the reverse Queen of Cups reminds us to be mindful of how we're feeling. Are we ignoring our intuition? Are our emotions clouding our judgment? This card invites us to take a step back, check in with ourselves, and find emotional balance before making any big decisions. As we move into the full moon ritual and the astrology discussion, I encourage you to reflect. Where in your life do you need to nurture yourself more? Are you listening to your intuitions? Are you allowing external chaos to drown out your inner voice? Since today is the full moon, this is the perfect time to perform a ritual to harness its energy. Full moons are a time of culmination, release, and manifestation, a time to celebrate how far we've come, while also letting go of what no longer serves us. So, here's a simple, powerful ritual that I'm going to do tonight. And if it's a full moon in your area, I implore you to do it as well. We're going to start out with cleaning our space. So, use sage, palo santo, or incense to clear out the stagnant energy. If you have crystals, like I do, I'm going to place them outside or near a window to charge under the moonlight. I'm going to also grab my journal and write down everything that I'm grateful for this month. For me personally, this has been a really tough month, so it'll really help me to release the negative patterns, the limiting beliefs, the fears, and everything that's been weighing on me. I might even make moon water. So I'm going to fill up a jar of water and I'm going to set it under the moonlight to charge with full moon energy. You can drink it, you can use it in baths, you can cleanse your altar later. I haven't decided what I'm going to do with it. I don't think I'm going to drink it, though. We can do a fire release ceremony. We can safely burn the paper of what we're releasing and watch it and imagine it dissolving into the universe. You can say, I release all that no longer serves me. I am open to new blessings, transformation, and abundance. And then finally, I'm going to meditate and set my intentions for the next moon cycle. I'm going to sit under the moonlight. I'm going to take some deep, deep breaths and visualize my future self being stronger, wiser, and being more aligned with my higher purpose. I'm going to feel the moon's energy as it clarifies and renews me. Once your ritual is complete, take a moment to thank the universe and yourself for this sacred practice. Now that we've aligned with the full moon's energy, let's dive into our astrology discussion. This is part one of our natal chart series, and today we're focusing on the planets and their meaning. In astrology, planets represent different aspects of our personalities and lives. They move through the zodiac signs and houses of our natal chart, influencing the way we express ourselves and experience the world. Think of the planets as characters in a story, each with its own personality, its challenges, and its strengths. So, let's break it down. We're going to start out with the sun. The sun is your identity, your life purpose. It represents your core self, ego, vitality. The sign your sun is in shows how you express your identity. For me, I'm a Capricorn. The next is the moon. The moon is your emotion, your inner self. It represents your emotional world, intuition, and your subconscious mind. Your moon sign influences how you process emotions and seek comfort. My moon sign is Sagittarius. Next is your Mercury. It's how you communicate and your thought process. It governs how you think, speak, and learn. Mercury placements show how you express ideas and process information. Your Venus, that's the love, beauty, and relationships. It rules romance, values, creativity, and harmony. Your Venus sign reveals what you seek in love and what you find beautiful. Mars, your passion and drive. It governs your ambition, your aggression, and your action. Your Mars sign shows how you assert yourself and pursue goals. Jupiter, it's all about growth and abundance. It represents luck, expansion, and wisdom. Your Jupiter sign shows where you experience personal growth. Your Saturn, it's all about structure and lessons. It governs discipline, responsibility, and karmic lessons. Your Saturn sign shows where you must work hard to grow. Uranus, innovation and change. It represents rebellion, originality, and breakthroughs. Your Uranus sign reveals where you challenge the norm. Neptune, your dreams and spirituality. It governs your intuition, creativity, and illusions. Your Neptune signs shows where you experience deep imagination or confusion. And Pluto, transformation and power. It rules death, rebirth, and deep change. Your Pluto sign shows where you undergo intense transformation. Now, I know that was a lot of information, but I hope this gave you a solid foundation for understanding the planets in astrology. Next time, we'll dive deeper in the 12 zodiac signs and how they influence the planets in your chart. Thank you so much for joining me for the full moon episode. If you try the ritual or have thoughts on today's astrology discussion, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, remember, every step you take leaves a spiritual footprint. Let's make it meaningful.